Clean it up and make it quick.
In the aftermath of the Gulf oil spill, demonstrators take to the streets of Washington.
Hey, hey! Ho, ho! Big oil has got to go! Hey.
First to the Department of Interior, which regulates the drilling.
The earth is our mama.
Then to the White House to deliver a loud message to President Obama.
Oil and water don't mix. Clean it up and make it quick.
Environmentalist Phil Arignano.
And we believe that President Obama really needs to divest from dirty energy sources, from drilling, from mining, or else we're going to have these same kinds of disasters over and over again.
Analysts are already trying to figure out the political impact of the spill. But oil industry defenders say it's too early to know. John Felmy is with the American Petroleum Institute.
Well, at this point, it's really too soon to tell. You know, the industry is focused on recognizing this is a tragic incident. The first thing we need to do is to stop the flow of oil, clean it up, and then understand what happened.
In the wake of the Gulf spill, the oil companies are on the defensive, trying to fend off criticism from the president.
I saw firsthand the anger and frustration felt by our neighbors in the Gulf. And let me tell you, it is an anger and frustration that I share as president.
And from members of Congress. Senator John McCain sought answers about the cleanup from Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano at a recent hearing.
And where's your level of optimism?
I'm just taking it day by day.
Wake up! Wake up! Drill, baby, drill, mean spill, baby, spill!
Environmentalists believe the oil spill could build support for alternatives to fossil fuels.
And we know that with the technology of now, the technology of future, wind and solar, that disasters like this will no longer be possible.
But oil industry economist John Felmy says, not so fast.
Where do we get our energy? And right now we get 37% of our energy from oil. And we've got 250 million cars that don't plug in, don't run on natural gas, don't run on alternatives. And so we're going to need oil for the foreseeable future.
Public opinion polls show a majority of Americans still favor offshore drilling. But the numbers are down slightly in the wake of the spill and could drop further depending on the eventual environmental impact. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.